From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting tensions between Turkey and Russia. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is warning Russia that any aggression against Turkey is an aggression against NATO. While on a visit to Brussels, the Turkish leader also called for a no-fly zone in northern Syria. Europe has offered over $1 billion to help Turkey cope with the refugee crisis. Henry Ridgewell has more.
With Turkey accusing Russia of another violation of its airspace, President Erdogan took a tough line against Moscow on his visit to Brussels Tuesday.
Türkiye'ye yapılan saldırı NATO'ya yapılmış.
He said any aggression against Turkey is an aggression against NATO. Erdogan and his European counterparts agreed that any solution to the conflict in Syria would not involve Russia, an ally of Syria's Bashar al-Assad, bombing opposition forces. Henry Ridgewell, London.
The head of the NATO-led military operation in Afghanistan says American forces are responsible for mistakenly hitting a hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan. U.S. Army General John Campbell told a congressional committee in Washington Afghan forces requested the airstrike because Taliban insurgents were firing from the facility. He said the U.S. conducted the raid on the hospital operated by Doctors Without Borders after reviewing the request.
I must allow the investigation to take its course, and therefore I'm not at liberty to discuss further specifics at this time. However, I assure you that the investigation will be thorough, objective, and transparent.
The aerial bombardment killed 22 people. The general in charge of the failed coup in Burkina Faso last month has been formally charged, along with one other top official. They're accused of supporting the overthrow of Burkina Faso's government. This is VOA News. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a series of attacks on government headquarters and positions of the Saudi-led coalition in the Yemeni city of Aden. In a statement posted online, the militant group said it carried out 4 suicide bombings against the targets. That contradicted accounts from officials that said the attacks involved rockets fired by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. Many U.S. lawmakers reacted cautiously to the successful conclusion of negotiations to forge the world's biggest trading bloc. The Trans-Pacific Partnership would reduce trade barriers among 12 Pacific Rim nations that account for 40% of global economic output. Today, President Barack Obama hailed the announcement.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership took 5 years to negotiate, and I wanted to get the best possible deal done for American workers and American businesses, and that is what we have achieved.
President Obama. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says he wants to avoid an escalation of violence, his most direct comments since unrest has spread in recent days. On Tuesday, Israeli forces fought with Palestinian youths during demonstrations at a checkpoint between Jerusalem and the West Bank city of Ramallah. A former president of the United Nations General Assembly was arrested as part of a wide-ranging corruption scandal involving a Chinese businessman seeking to win influence in real estate deals. Authorities allege that John Ash, the UN ambassador from Antigua and Barbuda, took more than $1.3 million in bribes from Chinese businesses. A special U.S. envoy is in the Iraqi capital for talks on the international coalition support for Iraqi-led efforts to defeat the Islamic State terrorist group. Retired Marine General John Allen arrived in Baghdad on Tuesday for meetings with senior Iraqi officials. In May 2014, a military court in the Democratic Republic of Congo convicted 2 rank-and-file soldiers of rape and 25 of looting. They were sentenced to jail terms of up to 20 years with no right to appeal. We get more from Nick Long.
In a report released this week on the case, Human Rights Watch says the only evidence against most of the accused men was that they had been absent from roll calls. The report's author is Geraldine Mattioli-Zeltner.
Of the 25 who were eventually convicted, only 2 were identified by victims during the trial.
Mattioli-Zeltner said the women had been attacked at night, making identification more difficult. More effort should have been made to hold commanders responsible, she says. Human Rights Watch says the case was rushed to trial, largely due to international pressure, and defendants had weak legal representation. Nick Long, Goma, DRC.
On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes ended the day mixed. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.